It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Janine Cohn joins us on the phone this morning. She's got a fun job. She's the coordinator of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Project WET, and they're announcing the sign-up for the Frog and Toad Calling Survey. Hey, Janine, good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you with us. Now, we've got a very well-respected naturalist up in this area, well, a bunch of them anyway, and he knows how to imitate different frog calls, and we have him do that for us on the air every so often. You're not asking folks for volunteers. You do not have to be able to make the frog calls yourself, correct? You just need to be able to listen for them. Is that right?
Right, exactly. And I don't even know if I could do the calls myself. people have to be able to identify them, to be able to fill out some information that they send back to us at the DNR.
Now, frogs and toads, we learned a number of years ago when here in Minnesota, a group of school kids started to see some frogs with limb abnormalities. And that's when it first kind of came to the surface that these animals are such great, what do they call them, indicator species. If something's
right.
Starting to go haywire in their habitat or their environment, they're very, very sensitive to that. Why is that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with just their genetic makeup and their skin. And so they're in the water, and so a lot of times that will give us an indication that there's something going on. Either the presence or absence of frogs will tell us that there's good things going on or bad things going on. And so that's why we've been doing this survey for the last 21 years in Minnesota DNR. It's one of the widely recognized citizen science programs in the nation, and we have roughly over 200 volunteers that help us go out and look this time of year and listen and let us know, are these frogs and toads calling in the areas that we've designated as routes? And it will give us indication as we analyze that data, is there something going on in the system? Are there trends that we're seeing? If they've disappeared in certain areas, is there an issue? Obviously, is there a contamination issue when they have a little more legs than they're supposed to? So very, very important data, and we really couldn't do it without the volunteers that help us collect that data.
You know, if you volunteer for some place, they will frequently say, you know, maybe once a year during a volunteer thank you something, that the volunteers are equivalent to X number of full-time positions. I'm imagining that programs like these citizen science programs are really equivalent to maybe adding a couple, three staff members.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm a kind of a one-man show as I organize the people and give them the information that they need. At the DNR, we have a team of people, you know, behind the scenes. I work with an exquisite group of IT staff that have helped us develop some new programming and ways that the public can access information. It's pretty impressive. In fact, I'm very, very excited about a new app that we developed this year for the Frog and Toad Survey volunteers, that they're able to take their mobile devices out and they're able to record the data that we need electronically. And what's really cool is within that app, they're able to listen and test themselves on the frog and toad calls. And so I think in our training that we held this year at Dodge Nature Center in the cities, that was the big highlight of our training, is when all the people discovered that part of the app and we heard hundreds of frog and toad calls in the room. It was like a bunch of little kids. We were all excited listening to frogs and toads. And I got excited last night. I am at a training in Mora right now with the DNR, a volunteer training. And last night, walking into my hotel, there they were. And so that's when I realized, oh my goodness, I have to finally get out the rest of the information for our volunteers so they can get out this weekend and start listening to the calls of the frogs and toads.
We're going to have
a sign of spring.
We are going to have wonderful weather also this weekend, even up here in the Northland. And so that's really going to be nice. And we're going to get some links set up so that folks can find the sign up map and so that they can get all the information about the program if they want to take part. And Janine, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your taking a few minutes out of your training to talk with us.
Oh, absolutely. And I invite, there's still some openings up in your area. So when you look at the Minnesota Frog and Toad site survey map, the blue stars mean those areas are still open. So I invite anyone to hop on board and be a part of the Frog and Toad survey.
Well,
I couldn't resist.
I don't blame you. And we'll get in touch with our naturalist and see if Mr. Smarty Pants would like to go out and take part, too, because he's a wonderful volunteer, takes part in some breeding bird surveys as well. So he's maybe already signed up to do this. We'll find out.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and happy listening to all you listeners out there.
Thanks again, Janine. Don't forget to turn the frogs on in the middle of your training just to see, you know, just to make sure everybody stays awake, okay?
Exactly.
Janine Cohen joined us this morning. She is the coordinator of the DNR's Project WET. They're looking for volunteers to help the DNR track population changes in the state's 14 frog and toad species as part of an annual survey. And they still need some volunteers to do a little listening up in our area. We'll get all the information up on our website so it'll be easy for you to find if you'd like to take part. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.